what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 1361 of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed right here on this podcast. Subscribe, like, and set the auto download if you don't mind. Today, Pat's got a sex scandal in the political world that's going to knock your socks clean off, right off your feet, right?
Yeah, all three of your socks.
Three?
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that's how many people were involved in the sexual escapades.
Was it a one-legged? Is it like a two-legged and a one-legged person?
We're talking about a menage.
Menage. It's a lot of socks.
Plus, if you keep your socks on at a brothel, you're technically wearing three socks.
Because of condi? Condom?
Yep.
Condi. That's right.
Yeah. I get it.
Yep. Only two of them are latex.
Because double entendre.
Because, again, it's a one-legged thing? No, I'm just kidding.
Three Republicans banged each other and they're in politics.
Oh, I love it. Nice. That's gonna be awesome.
So
can't wait to hear about it. Mark's got the official naughty list for 2023 in the news. Is that right, Mark?
Right. Santa's clear been that with you. Keeping a list.
Okay.
And yeah, these people are not gonna like what they get in their stuff.
They're getting cold.
Yeah.
All of them. And I've got some more people getting cold, but also a feel-good one for us because it's going to be, we got to feel good at the end of the episode. So the last one is going to make you feel great. You're going to feel great. Trust me.
I love it because I've got one good. That's going to make you want to absolutely cry. So good.
Oh, okay. Well, no, stick around to the end then because at the end, trust me, it's going to set your whole day on fire. You're just going to feel a lot more confidence.
I'm gonna tear you down. Will's gonna
have a little bit of a
up.
Stride in your step, you know, yeah. After you hear this story. So just stick around to the end.
I'm gonna get you horny.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
You guys ready? Chinese medicine, bro.
I'm ready. Well, I just saw 69 follow or live people, so that's on that note. Let's do it.
Nice.
Do you know who you're with?
Three Factor, yeah.
And this is real news.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you, Macho Man. First up, ladies and gentlemen, we've done it. We have officially done it. The most expensive and simultaneously least productive, so most expensive, least productive, U.S. government elected officials of all time. We did it.
Oh, man, we got to get 2 Chainz to talk to them for his show, The Most Expensivest.
Yeah, he wouldn't have them. Well, he'd have, I guess, for half of it. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean that's what 2 Chainz does. He just goes and just talks to guys and gals who have the most expensive stuff.
They spend the most. Yeah, they spend the most and do the least.
Sounds incredible.
Right? No, 2 Chainz. This is right up 2 Chainz alley right here. Because taking it to the internet, Alex Thompson tweets: the 118th Congress is on track to be one of the most unproductive in modern history. At Andrew Solander reports, just 20 bills have been passed by both chambers and signed into law this year, with another 4 awaiting Biden's signature, and he links an Axios report.
Well, I think Congress is trying to silence you, bro. They got to your microphone.
Oh, shit, really?
Now you're back.
No, yeah. Not anymore.
You're back. They put you in the aquatic zone.
You Congress shook them off. Congress's need to pass bills.
Dude,
it's
that
the
was
deep state.
That was crazy. They just silenced you.
Yeah. Am I back, though?
Yeah, you're back.
The deep state.
Now you're not talking about the stats on Congress. You're
well,
back.
Anyways, so, yeah. Did you get the gist of that?
No.
Basically,
I love Congress stats because you don't know, right? Is Congress working hard or not? You don't know. You assume that they're generally but in comparison to other years, they're really not.
There's reasons. basically, while Congress hasn't been able to get anything done with all the vacant speakerships this year and polarization in D.C. in general, the U.S. national debt during that time has skyrocketed to over $33 trillion and counting for the first time ever. You can check that out at usdebtclock.org.
Yeah, I feel like we the people are creating all sorts of issues for them to resolve. We're working overtime while they're working undertime, right?
Everybody's creating the issues. Nobody's resolved. It's like going to a Michelin star restaurant
right.
and getting served like reheated McDonald's.
We're
like,
serving them shit up on a silver platter they should be dealing with.
Right. I mean, they've got a lot of money to work with, and they seem to not be doing great with it.
Yeah,
so. It's just nuts that literally you could solve 90% of the bullshit by just putting an income restriction on members of Congress. So essentially flipping Congress from what it is to be like, hey, you're going to do Congress? Well, while you're there, you can make X and you can't make Y. That's it. And you know what people say?
They should repeal Citizens United so there's no super PACs. Like that's,
well, I'm just going to get
really
in there and get out.
You're right, Pat. I know I'd stop committing crimes if I knew there was a cap on their salary.
That's true.
No, I mean, just get money out of politics. Stop having super PACs, right? Because once super PACs came around, anybody can put any amount of money into any campaign, and it's like untraceable, basically. So,
right, but that's how they get there. That's how they win the elections. But the other part is there is some campaign finance regulation, right? We saw like Lauren Boebert was spending money on travel and plane tickets and stuff to go hang with her pro-gay boyfriend, the handjob receiver, right? We know when that happens, but I'm talking about just the other cash that they're making, right? Like,
like Liz Warren, she's like worth like $67 million, even though she's paid, you know, what, 200 something a year.
Both sides. Well, Drives at Bear leaves a great live comment. Do you think that Aiden and the German Cabasso were just doing a metaphor for what Congress is doing to the American people, fucking us in the ass?
Maybe it was art. It was avant-garde. Yeah.
It's like Shia LaBeouf style.
Yeah. Right. Did they have anything written on their backs or their fronts?
Well, I think Aiden was the people.
Nah, it was more of like a representation.
Did he call him the people at any point?
Okay, I'll play the people again. All right.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, the people?
Yeah. Anyways, just like for the people and for Aiden, elections may be rough next year for incumbents, right? Because it just seems like blood's in the water in the politics world. And if you want to get in on playing the odds with us this election season, go to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor25 to get your first 25 matched on us. Basically, you can predict the outcomes with the boys. So.
Hell yeah. I don't want to get too pat on the backy, but, you know, Will did a two camera for that Senate sex thing. And it's, a, you know, it's like 200K and going on Instagram after like 36 hours because, you know, our Instagram's a wagon. But one of my favorite comments on that post was, talk about a filibuster.
It really is. One of the best of all time.
Yeah. That'll slow things down.
Call me Buster.
Staffer, more like.
And I'm hoping this lasts a long time.
Yeah. Predict it, baby. All right. I have another piece of business real quick get to. According to the University of Oxford and a number of other reputable sources, interest in learning a new language has only been increasing over time since that, you know, COVID lockdown. And you don't want to be left behind, do you? Like almost 80% of Americans who only speak one language. Also, no. You don't. Right? Also, New Year's is right around the corner. And I'll tell you what, a great and creative resolution is learning a new language. And with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, just in time to show off, you know, for the new year. You can do it now, just in time to show off for the holidays if you get going. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are, you know, little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real people conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools are learning, you know, they're learning for a new language are, you know, they're awesome, super easy to understand, approachable, accessible, rooted in real life situations, delivered with conversation-based teaching. For me, Babbel's already helped me learn some conversational Spanish so I can order food at my local Tex-Mex and Mexican food trucks and markets. It's easy to pick up on how to order stuff like that, like dos quesadillas de pollo. Por favor, tengo hambre. That's two chicken quesadillas, please. I am hungry.
Sí, bueno.
Es muy bien, right? And I don't know if I have that sound that Will played yesterday, but ding, es muy bien. That's it means you got it, Will? Does anyone have that noise?
It means yeah.
It is good.
Imagine the perfect noise that you would hear when you got an answer correct. That's what Babbel plays.
There it is. There it is. Nice work, fellas. That's correct. That's Babbel noise. Correct. It's very good. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel's a real language learning for real conversations. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/factor. Get 55% off at babbel.com/factor, spelled BABBEL.com/factor. Rules and restrictions may apply, you know. And I've got a new segment for you fellas today. It's the
Naughty Naughty
List. That's right.
Santa's Naughty List?
It's the Santa Naughty Naughty List.
Look at this. Mike Roberts just joined the Naughty List at youtube.com/art.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's right. The Santa Naughty Naughty List. We're going to talk about some people that are probably going to get coal in their stockings, rightfully so. And first up,
yeah. do you think anyone's ever been dating a dude named Cole who bought a gigantic stocking around Christmas time and then got in there naked? And when they came in, he was like, "You've been bad."
Cole in your stocking?
Oh, like a dude named Cole. Yeah.
I mean,
right.
That's creative.
Right. Think about it. Think about it for all you Coles out there.
Do you think it's more fun to be a Cole or less fun to be a Cole at Christmas?
More fun.
More fun to be a Cole at Christmas. You have a gag. You have a name gag.
I mean, it's a built-in gag. Yeah, for
sure. She's like, "Oh, I invited my whole family over, honey." And you're like naked in front of the kids. And whoops. Classic gag from
it's also
a movie
an excuse
we're going
to like a dickhead family member to just give you Cole, though.
Put Cole that in the Christmas Cole. Movie, Pat. We're writing a Christmas movie. Put that in there.
Well, I'm in your stock. That's my dad's stocking.
Yeah. He's like, okay.
I have been bad.
How'd you know? All right. So the first people are everyone in the Eunuch Maker website. Did you hear the name of that website?
The Eunuch Maker. That's where you lose your balls.
That's right. It's not a cooking site. A group of extreme.
Wait, Mark. Yeah. Really quick question.
Yeah.
How do you get Eunuch Maker Gang as like .com and then you're not on like already?
I don't think it's a .com.
Oh.
It's a .org.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought it was like a whole professional.
So. No, this is, you got to find this website. You can't go to eunuchmaker.com.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's a good clarification. I want to be clear. This is people on the dark web. A group of extreme body modifiers were exposed in court in the UK last week by psychopath and tattletale 29-year-old Romanian native Ion Sayercor, who lives in Gretna Green, Scotland now, and he admitted to conspiracy to cause grievous bodily harm at the Old Bailey courthouse in Scotland. They're like, what? He spilled the beans.
Old Bailey.
Yeah, he spilled the beans. Oh
shit. Wait, he was going to cause harm to whom?
Oh, everyone that is on the videos in the Eunuch Maker site. In his testimony, he said that he and his ringleader and owner of the Eunuch Maker website, Marius Gustafsson, and the gang, they performed at least 29 extreme modifications on 13 victims, including clamping off their cock and balls.
Both their cock and their balls? Because a eunuch
cock
is just...
and the balls.
No balls.
They got cocks in there too, Pat.
With a shot clamp like that, like you're showing us, like wow.
Yeah, and then just twisted it. Twisted it until that cock came right off.
They say, and this is totally probably very outdated data because I haven't looked up anything about eunuchs since my dad told me whatever a eunuch was. History
don't
of the
trust
War
a eunuch is what he used to tell you. Yeah.
Well, it was like you cut your balls off and then like, he said, who knows if this is true, this could be bad info, that you can get more ripped, right? No. Like you get big when you cut that's your balls right, off.
Right? Classic gag to get people to do it. Now, in history of the world, Pat, they do have the guy holding a feather over his crotch and it shows him getting an erection to prove he's not a eunuch. So they might have been talking about the cock too there because I don't know if you can still get an erection without your balls or not, but they showed
you
his cock.
You definitely can. You can't. I don't think you can get horned up.
So like, Mel Brooks was on the tip of eunuchs losing their cocks as well.
Okay, I just Googled, does a vasectomy make you jacked? And Google says it does not significantly
vasectomy,
alter
very different
a man's
thing,
body.
Ask the ChatGPT, because they're supposed to tell you not to harm yourself. Ask ChatGPT how best way to become a eunuch, and it's supposed to come back and say, please don't do that.
Messed up. Slavery. They were eunuch people. They would take their balls because there's less, I guess, desire to bang, like more focused on the free the labor.
Right.
The difference between a bull and an ox, right? Is that like...
Isn't that kind of... Well, you are way off base today.
Isn't that... No, for real.
How do you spell eunuch?
Bull isn't a guy who'll bang your wife, or are you talking about the animal?
Well, right, sure.
E-U-N-U-C-H.
Like U-N-I-Q-U-E.
No, E-U-N.
Like one's a eunuch, right?
E-U-N. E-U-N-U-C-H, I think.
A man who's been castrated, especially in the past, one employed to guard the women's living areas in an Asian court.
A lot of Asian eunuchs? Okay.
I guess so.
Yeah, but did it make him jacked? Did it make him jacked is the question.
Yeah, where does it say jacked Asian man in there?
Yeah, okay. Does losing your testes get you jacked up?
Okay. I mean, I would certainly hope so, you know. It'd be a real shame if you thought. And then, and I'll tell you what, the Eunuch Maker website makes our punishments during the Merchathon pretty tame, huh? No one's clamped their penis off yet. But for the right price.
No, thanks. No, that's not. Okay, yeah, Pat, I nailed it. Dude, bull and ox, nailed it. Bull has nuts, ox is castrated.
There you go.
Bread for work.
I really want to stop. I got to stop this Googling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Now, there is some fair play here. Gustafsson, the ringleader, originally hailing from Norway and now residing in Tottenham, he practices what he preaches, because three men have admitted to removing body parts off of Gustafsson, like his nipple. 48-year-old Nathan Arnold from South Kensington in West London used to be a nurse, and he had admitted an extreme porn fetish, and then he also admitted to stealing some anesthetic from his hospital before he got fired.
He had some problems.
Performing nipple removal surgery on Gustafsson for the website. Okay.
How do you think it heals?
Not well.
Do you think it heals
your
like...
nipple?
Like you patched a wall. I bet if you're an artist and you could make it look like there was no nipple there at all.
I imagine if you go to eunuch maker, Gustafsson will show you.
There's
exactly
always
going
to be a scar, right? There always has to be a scar.
Nipple don't heal great. And that's intense, but nowhere near as crazy as the day as Damian Burns, 35 years old from Tottenham, North London, he admitted that he removed Gustafsson's penis for views. He clamped it right off. So that guy had the tougher job.
They live streamed it for views?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They video. I don't know about live stream, but they video the whole. They got a video. Well,
you got to have a plan, right? If you're going to do that. Like, I'll do anything for views. But if you're going to take.
Keep twisting it.
If you're going to take my balls or my dick live for views, you got to show me like a 5-year plan, right? Like, I got to know that if you take my balls and my penis away for the views, that there's a growth model in place, right?
No, there's no.
To get
there's
somewhere.
No growth. There's no growth model that exists to make up for what you do.
Gustafsson was going to put it in ground pooling with the money from the views.
No, pool's not worth it.
Now, would you chub up? I'd probably chub up before getting in the clamp, right? I don't know. It would probably be more
accurate. That's a last year. Well, if you're getting in the clamp, you're not worried
all,
about
it. I don't want all head. I'm just, you know, like,
you're not thinking
not
about
sure.
appearance.
I don't want a clamp just, you know.
You're about to get the whole thing ripped off.
The tip's the most sensitive part. I need to chub up as good as I can there. And that's pretty crazy. But go ahead, Pat.
You're on a lot of drugs. Just not, if you're getting,
I mean, if you chub up, then when you unchub, the cut's going to be weird.
You want the base to be the one that gets clamped off, not the head, right? Because that would just be a disaster if you just clamped off the head. Be like squirt. Anyways, that was really bad, but not as crazy in scope, at least, as 22-year-old Jacob Krimi Appleby from Epsom in Surrey, who pleaded guilty to freezing Gustafsson's entire leg so that it had to be amputated. So, Gustafsson now, if you're keeping track,
how did he freeze it while it was on his body?
Yeah, that's what he did. And he froze like it's like in Demolition Man when
cut a hole in a deep freezer and he's like, "You sit there."
Yeah.
it was during the torture session.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're keeping score at home, Gustafsson, he's cockless, one-legged, one-nippled freak, and he's convincing other guys in extreme body modification to link up with him at the Eunuch Maker for exclusive content. This group has got a Black Alien vibe project to it, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
Except more intense. Black yeah. Alien was doing the hands, you know.
He did fingers, nose, ears, right. lips.
You see he's having trouble getting a job?
He is, yeah. I actually have that. Because yeah. I can confirm he's not as crazy as these eunuch maker guys, because he is pictured here with a very lovely woman, I might say. And he confirmed he still has a penis by admitting that he can't get a job at OnlyFans, because he said, a few days ago, I decided to share more private and personal content with @Hottie, trying to open an account on OnlyFans. But unfortunately, they haven't verified me yet because all biometric analysis attempts failed due to my physical modifications. And then he asked someone to @OnlyFans and say that he's real so he can bang that hot chick.
Let me watch Black Alien fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they think he's AI?
They just can't scan him.
They can't confirm him. Like, they run you through, like, a database. You always got to submit your ID now for anything.
He's Black Alien.
You want to
probably has a problem getting a passport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, back, you know, Black Alien, he's maybe not as crazy as some of these other body modifiers that are part of a, are part of or pay to be involved with Unique Maker, a.k.a. Nullos, as in genital nullification. Nullos are people that have their penis and testicles removed. So it's a little fun nickname for eunuchs now. That's the new term, nullos. Nullos look at Black Alien and think, what a pussy. But I've got news for all the nullos, especially the ones associated with the Eunuch Maker site. You're getting coal in your stockings because you've made Santa's naughty list.
It's me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
coal.
Yeah.
It's I don't know how cold. You can get on the naughty list anymore. Are they taking these penises
What's
by force?
What's your dad doing here?
Oh, man, I'm in the wrong stocking.
She's saying they took all those penises by force, Mark. They didn't. It wasn't like a negotiation.
No, these guys, no, people volunteered. Gustafson, the guy's ringleaders, he leads by example. These are people that are willing to get their penises clamped off. They're not kidnapping.
But it's still a crime. Okay, I see.
It's disgusting. They're not getting gifts for Christmas. Right?
The stuff film is a crime, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, man.
When wow. I was a waiter, I worked at a restaurant bowling alley, and there was a young kid there. I was maybe 25. This kid was like 18, and I liked him a lot. He was a cool kid. We vibed immediately, and we were talking, and he had like a good amount of tats. He loved tats. He's in like a metal band, and he's like, oh, I'm homeschooled, right? And he's telling me like how he grew up in this like pretty sheltered environment, and now he's living in Austin, and like, good for him. I'm fired up. I love this kid. He's awesome. And he comes in one day, and his entire neck is tatted up. Like, I forget what word it was, but it wasn't a pretty one. And I pulled him aside.
Fuck, said, authority. That'd be a bad, yeah. as I've always thought. Like,
I said, hey,
clitoris.
Danny. I said, you love tattoos, huh? He goes, I love them. I said, how old? He goes, I'm 18. I said, you think you're going to love tattoos for the rest of your life? He's like, hell yeah. And I was like, well, you're burning through that runway pretty quick there, buddy. You're going to be running out of canvas here soon. And he goes, I never thought about it that way, right? Nolos, you only get one pop. Like, you can't Nolos, take your please. Dick off twice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
it's why it's called be Nolo, because it's so close to YOLO. They're literally.
But then you're done. Like, but then what's next?
Pet.
That's it. You're YOLO and you're Nolo.
You don't. There is no next.
Put it back on. Yeah. I don't think
you get to like coach and mentor a new Nolo, and then
look at me. Look how great I'm doing.
Right. Exactly.
Do they get jacked? No, we
it.
Never.
You're gonna
do they
love
get really
it.
Jacked?
You're gonna love it. It's
yeah,
the best.
Doing 25 pull-ups in a session. You know,
the guy with one leg's not getting jacked. He's no chance.
No. Now we have a few more people to get through. So
I think we need to put a warning at the top of this show.
Oh, this next one's tough. This person deserves
that
a little...
is this next one's tough.
This next one's tough. This person deserves a little worse than Cole and is probably at the tippy top of the naughty list. And I'm going to go ahead and do a trigger warning here. This will upset a lot of you. If you like dogs, please consider skipping this section or listening not right before you're supposed to do something that requires you to be calm. And here we go. Let's meet 26-year-old Australian woman who's not named because she's not in the United States and probably for her own safety, and Princess. Princess was a Maltese Shih Tzu mix. I say was because this piece of shit owner purposely threw her off a three-story parking garage. And here it is. She picked her up and tossed her over Ooh, 9 whoa, meters in height
shit.
To her death.
Said, wait a minute, that's not my bird.
Yeah.
She's my dog.
I don't teach her, you to shit her, in the house.
killed her own dog.
That's bad, man. That was hers. That was her. She wasn't like looking after someone else's dog for the weekend.
It was her dog. Okay. Many years. Yes. That lady was. That's bad. That's really bad.
And naughty list.
Makes me angry. That owner was seen on CCTV footage at a Westfield Australian multi-story garage, pacing back and forth with the dog in tow until finally deciding, fuck it, Princess is going bye-bye, and she threw Princess off the roof. No. Now, it gets worse because Princess did not immediately die. She suffered horrific injuries that led the first passerby that found her to think she was hit by a car, because the owner and her 23-year-old partner fled the scene. They were later called to the vet's office when the Good Samaritan took Princess in, and they scanned the microchip. And the vet explained to that piece of shit owner that Princess was in a state of shock with severe injuries, including possible internal hemorrhaging, brain injuries, a spinal and pelvic trauma, and recommended euthanasia, to which the owner said, absolutely.
Oh, and she didn't think that that would be reported. What an idiot. Okay. Way to go.
This one's a bummer, Mark.
She's on the naughty list, Pat.
She's not only naughty, but she's also, you know, I mean, like, very, very stupid.
She is. After the footage was released, this monster took to Facebook to admit, you know, that was me. And she said on her Facebook post, I can't live with the guilt. I threw my dog off the top story of a shopping center car park and watched her fall to her death, but she survived and needed to be put down due to how badly I injured her. All the damage I caused, blah, blah, blah. I killed my dog, blah, blah, blah. I did her a favor because all I did was hurt her and abuse her. So it turns out Princess didn't have a great life to begin with. Now everybody knows the horrible truth, and I can put my mind at ease knowing I no longer have to live with all the fucking lies. 4 angry face emojis and 112 death threat comments.
So did that make her feel better? Come clean with that to the internet.
I don't think so, because everyone was like, where are you? I'm gonna come kill you.
Holy shit.
And we don't know like exactly what happened, like why, like what
she said. Obviously she's insane, and she just didn't want to deal with that. Didn't want to deal with the dog anymore, Pat.
She's totally insane.
Dog was a nuisance to her,
honestly. Isn't it probably good that she got caught?
Dog now.
Yeah,
right. She's never will again, but she's also like prison, right? You probably have to go to, I mean,
not never will. The woman has now been sentenced to 1 year in jail and 10 years of not being allowed to own a pet. So maybe 10 years from now, she'll be rehabilitated and get another shih tzu. And her partner gets no jail, I don't think, but 3 years of no pets for not stopping her.
I would have thought public execution of your pet was a higher crime, more than a year.
Well,
I mean, if you're gonna ban, like, what a weird punishment. I've never heard of that in my life, of a judge being like, you can't have pets for a period of time. But if you're gonna go that route, why not just forever. Take it off the table for life, right?
For life. Like, didn't 3 Anthony years? Weiner have his cell phone taken away for a couple of years because he couldn't stop sending dick
He'll
pics?
Be right back. Yeah.
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 Well, it's good they caught her. I'm saying, like, isn't like torturing and killing animals like the first step of like serial killers? Like,
oh yeah, she's no prize. And you're right. Well, it's pretty light sentencing, a year in jail, considering someone's going to kill her with their bare hands soon, based on the internet.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. I mean, she's marked. She's a target now for sure.
But not before Santa gives her coal this Christmas, because she's on the Santa naughty list. And lastly, the person or people on the Santa naughty list. By the way, Jackson, avid dog lover, left the show in the middle of that story. Last people on the naughty list are people on an actual list.
Jackson has a little dog that looks exactly like that.
Yeah, that might as well have been Jackson's dog. Jackson went to go hug his dog.
Yeah, he's like, he took his dog for a walk.
Oh, no. What's his name? Merlin. And last on that is an actual list. The Epstein Associates. What? A federal judge in New York has ordered the unsealing of court documents in early 2024 that will make public the names of more than 150 of Jeffrey Epstein's associates this January. Next month. Let's go.
So 160, you said? 160?
Over 150. We don't know the exact, but they know there's over 150 names that were.
There's gonna be redacted. Some good ones in there.
There's gonna be some good ones. Yeah.
How many are redacted though? Is it what we don't know until it drops?
We don't know. There are a few caveats.
What do you think? Do we know what the document is going to be exactly, or where they're being pulled from? Because like we have his black book. Where like that was just his address book. Jimmy Buffett's in there, by the way. Sorry to break it to you. But yeah, like specifically, is it an investigative document?
Mine with no hair on vagina.
I mean, allegedly,
there's probably a few presidents on there. Yeah.
Rest
a
in
few
peace.
Presidents, right?
I mean, look, yeah, billionaire. Like as I've said, I can't be a hypocrite. Billionaires know a lot of people, right? Jimmy Buffett probably not a pedo. Probably.
Bill Gates be up, way up in there.
Right. 14-year-olds in paradise.
I'll tell you what paradise is. You've been there a little Saint
Island with an onion slice.
But yeah, do we know what the document is that the names are coming from?
Sort of, but here's the few caveats. We know this. It's from like his grand juries or whatever. It's related to Ghislaine Maxwell as well. And the caveats are the list will include over 150 names, but some of the names will be victims. So don't immediately think everyone's on the list. And some of the names will be co-conspirators. That's the ones we want. And some of the names they said will be like innocent associates of his that, you know, probably never participated in, like, were just like business associates or, you know, maybe not type people. So not everyone on the list is going to be.
Teenagers in paradise. Epstein's Island sure is nice.
I like mine with absolutely no parents.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's terrible. Also, I'm glad we're going to get to know the names of some of these fuckers, though, because, like, I mean, I hope we get to find out some of the real high profile ones. I don't know if we will. We'll see how unredacted it is.
Wasting away in Margarita's crotchville.
Margarita. Virgin Margarita.
It also will not include people that successfully fought to be left out of the court documents by name, which are probably the most powerful and richest, smart people that were like, at some point, this is going to get out, so I don't want to be even in a redacted form. So we're going to get the co-conspirators that are like the morons that didn't think ahead.
Okay, so the rich people are going to be concealed.
It won't be a full list, and it'll include some victims and some innocent people. So don't take the list and start death threatening everyone on the list. You got to
right. You're
going to
learn about like low level actors that got invited
pick and
there.
Choose. Right. We have to learn from the list and be like, that one's probably a co-conspirator. That one's probably a victim. Yeah.
Like the one thing I love about conspiracy theorists is they got time, and you got to take their research with a grain of salt. But they are going to dig up everything on every single one of these names.
Take your time. Take your time with your rage. It will all come besides the richest ones that got away with it. And
I'm ready for dot connecting season. That's what this unlocks.
Yep.
So,
and for those co-conspirators, you're getting coal, as Santa doesn't need the courts to unseal the documents in January. You're getting coal this year because Santa's all knowing and he knew who those dickheads were already. And that's the Santa's naughty list. Tomorrow, maybe the nice list, probably not. It'll be a short list if so.
And don't think of pleasure in yourself by shoving the coal up your ass either. Yeah. I know that's what you want to do with it.
Your dad's stocking again? What the fuck?
Hey, it's me, Cole.
How many stockings does your dad have?
Okay, this one's definitely not your dad's stocking, right?
This one's pink.
Damn, the letters are coming off. Oh, it's Dave. It says Dave. It's your dad's.
Why did you move it?
Your dad's got all these big stockings.
Oh man. So,
okay.
Ooh, speaking of, I got big stockings. Yeah.
I got a barn burner. I'm up, right? I think it's me. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a barn burner out of Florida, guys. A barn fucking a burner. Okay. Before I start, I want to say something. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of disagreement specifically about what is culturally appropriate, age appropriate for kids in schools, right? A lot of fighting about that. There's no doubt about that.
What do you do with your hands on video?
What do you do with your hands? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say this. Everyone's got their own opinion, okay? And I think everyone can generally say that kids, we all want what's the best for them, okay? Some people have different religious beliefs. Those religious beliefs speak to certain things about sexuality, not gender really, but for whatever that's gotten thrown in the mix. What we can all agree on is that the government, right, when they come in and pass a bill, okay, it's either got shit hidden in there,
it's a law,
or it's got potentially, if you watch Schoolhouse Rock, you know that, or it's got almost always unintended consequences. Would that, would you guys agree with that? Oh, almost always
100%.
What are they called? Pork barreling or something like that? Yeah.
Well, that's stealing money for your, for yourself and your right, constituents.
Yeah, when you add stuff, you add stuff
that all exists in the bills.
You had the past, right, yeah. You had some bullshit in there. Yeah.
I would also say in politics, a lot of times what they say the purpose of a bill is, right, it's actually not the actual true purpose of the bill. There's almost always a hidden agenda. Someone else is getting some gains off that bill, right?
Or they mumble that's it. They say the part they want you to hear out loud, then they like mumble like, you know, the rest.
Right. That you the don't gains see. Is
that pork barrel agenda.
Yeah. That pork barrel agenda.
You're going to get jacked, but you have to clamp off your penis. And like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's a tough disclaimer. Wow.
Yeah.
We know that people who are religious usually are very convicted, right? They have a ton of conviction. Good for them. Sure. It's awesome. Right. And we've seen that play out right now with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, right? Certain people think, hey, that's okay. That's not okay. It's my religious conviction that, you know, leads me to believe that's not okay. That's why I'm so fervently pro-life or, you know, pro-choice, whatever it is.
Big issue.
Those are the two
big
issues.
Big issues. Those are the two choices.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Right. So that comes into schools.
Sometimes
right?
I change my mind on it.
I go back and forth. Yeah. You know, one day I wake up, I think I'm pro-life. The other day I say pro-choice, you know?
I mean, kids are fucking cute. They're cute.
They are cute. But goddamn, they're annoying.
Yeah. I'm going to throw it off the balcony like that.
Man, I'm broke.
I change my party every time I decide to go the other way. So it's a lot of party changes.
I guess my point with that is, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, right? That was engineered over decades and decades and decades. Essentially, since Roe was passed, right? Christians, right? That's what they believe they've been working on.
It seems like it came from that group.
How do we overturn that? That's sure. Their conviction. That's their conviction.
Sure.
I'm not arguing about that. Not talking about that.
They've been on a big, like, I feel like ACB and then the overturn, like you say, Pat, has been giving the, like, pro-life crowd, like,
right. It was a movement for a long time. Like, it was strategic. Let's put this person here. Let's put that person here.
They never, like, we were joking. They never really switched sides on it. They were pretty upset about it.
Yeah. I was joking about how the parties are so funny about issues like that, where it's like, you know,
so they engineered. Black and white. Anyway.
Side versus side, whatever.
Long drawn out point here. My point is, guys, there's always an agenda, right? So there was a bill passed in Florida. Don't say gay bill, right? A lot of people say, hey, man, on the surface level, that's a totally normal bill, right? Why would, for example, kindergarten through third grader need to hear about anything related to like gender affirming care,
about
right?
Aiden and the German guy, yeah.
Well, you know, hey, I keep it simple. I don't want anything sexual involved whatsoever between my kindergarten and third grader.
Right.
Most people could agree on that, potentially, maybe.
Mr. Aiden goes to Washington.
Well, yeah. The problem is it's got unintended consequences.
In session.
Like most bills, right? And it's got an agenda, which happens to be the people passing it. There is an agenda, people that want to remove and dismantle the public education system because, well, that's their own reason. That's their own prerogative, right? It's never exactly what it is on the face, right? There's a hidden agenda in the back.
All right, what the hell are you talking about, Pat?
All right, okay. So there's a group agenda? Moms
you
for Liberty.
You connecting the dots? You got some dots?
What the hell are you talking about, Pat?
Okay, there's this group called lines? Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty, right? These are these people, right? They're conservatives who want to get wokeism out of schools, right? You've heard of them. Maybe not. Maybe you have. And part of it is just going to the public education system.
Go woke, go broke.
But mostly like the Don't Say Gay bill, for example, which is passed in Florida by and was written by, at least the woman claims to, Bridget Ziegler, right? She claims to have helped write the bill. Does things like disallows teachers from being called by their preferred pronouns. Can't do that. It says in the bill literally you can only get called by the pronoun that is your sex. Or it puts them in a precarious situation where they can be fired if they want to talk about their
right.
Husband or wife or partner if they're gay. They can't do that.
Don't
These
give
the unintended
like sexual advice or yeah.
You may only go by teacher or shithead.
Right, exactly. Else. Yeah, right. Poor person. Anyway, Bridget Ziegler, who's the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, right? She helped write that bill with Ron DeSantis. She's a big DeSantis head.
Little hottie there.
Wouldn't mind getting hot. Yeah, wouldn't mind getting gay with her, yeah.
No, yeah, I'd get real gay with her. No, she's real cute. She's a real cute blondie. Mama 3, okay, 41 years old. And she is
good work
and has been on the Sarasota School Board for a while now. She joined the Sarasota School Board when she was pregnant. Now she's got three kids.
I'm not as mad at this bill anymore because she's so hot. You know.
Well, I don't know.
Whatever she says.
I'm not gay, but gay people seem to be very upset about it because the unintended consequences, they feel like it wasn't supporting them, right?
Sure.
Moms for Liberty
No, I guess
it sounds
that,
like it would it'd be especially tough for potentially like a homosexual teacher, right, in Florida. That might
or a trans student. Or, yes,
life couldn't they have just called it the 1990s or, bill when we were
exactly? To we want to go back to the good old times when America was great, kind of vibe, right? Okay. Moms for Liberty, the group that Ziegler co-founded, right, has spread across the country. And those are the people that are trying to take over school boards to effectively project their particular style of thinking in schools, right? It has unintended consequences. It's not just don't teach these kids these things. It affects these certain kids in certain ways that they might not purport.
A lot of the movement, too, though, is like, let the parents do it. You stick to the curriculum, let the parents do it. Anything outside of like school-related stuff, pass it on to go talk to your parents.
That's a lot. Sure. I mean, that's the big debate. That's the big debate.
Look, right. That seems to be a lot of it, which is, I can understand that.
Yeah, the big debate about all this stuff is like, who's going to dictate what the kids learn, the county or the parents. And if as a parent, you always go through this, no matter where you live, whether it's blue or red, you always go through this in some different ways with your kids, because there's different things that the county wants to do that you might agree with or not. And you have to navigate it wherever you are. And it's different at all these places. Florida's got a big, it's a hot button.
They go a little too far. Yeah, I'm not on board with the don't say gay stuff. And I think that, you know, but I understand when the parents want to be able to teach their kids stuff like that. Yeah.
That's why I led with the long, drawn-out thing that there are unintended consequences, right? Anyway, Ziegler, she co-founded Moms for Liberty. We know what that is. And she's on the Sarasota County School Board. She also is married to Christian Ziegler, this man right here.
To Lucky Ziegler.
The chair of Florida's GOP. Right. He's pretty. They're a powerful political couple. Oh, they're an couple, a power couple.
And draw a lot of water in the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
And look, Bridget, you know, Moms for Liberty, she's not with the organization anymore, but, you know, it's Christian values, right? Family values. Sure. She says family values are important to her. All right. Here's the hot shit. So Christian.
They were important to her.
Yeah.
And kind of sad shit. Christian and Bridget, right? They used to get down on a three-way with another lady, okay?
Yeah. Oh, this guy's the luck.
Big time.
I mean, that's just smiling. That's just something a lot of couples do, though, right?
Like, yeah. Well, a lot of couples. Some that, you know, I guess project their personal Christian family
if
values.
If every swinger got
others,
in trouble for being a swinger, you'd have a lot more people in trouble than you think.
Maybe we could celebrate you banning all that queer stuff in schools by bringing another lady tonight.
Yeah. This lady really put the B in the LGBTQ plus. That they need to get out of here.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, she lesed out a little bit. She bied out. That's cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, for good for her. Problem is, she's also at the same time taking books out of schools that have queer characters, right? A hypocrite, I'd say.
Maybe she didn't touch, maybe she didn't rub vagina.
She rubbed it, and you're going to find out why. Oh, so no. How do we know
this,
guys?
If you get down on the three-way, she likes a little bit of both-way action. But the thing is that she's still going to stand by her guns, I would imagine, regardless of whether she's
her
a
guns,
hypocrite
right?
or not.
Well,
she's going to she's going to be like, I like three ways and I want clean books.
Right.
Well, okay. She's not saying much other than she's not going to resign her guns. I watched 3.5 hours of the Sarasota County School Board meeting last night from December 12th, which is a mixed bag of people standing up and saying, "You hypocrite. You hypocrite, resign."
Was anyone
and then people
like, nice?
There were people saying, my boss JC told me to not cast the first stone, lest ye be judged, right?
But I just want you to imagine this menage a trois right now. Just think about it in your mind. Now pull up a picture of her again. Yeah. Everybody think about it.
Before we condemn her.
Cast aspersions. Now,
yeah,
it was a great political divide. It was essentially people that were deeply offended and feel like she's, you know, projecting her own personal political and religious beliefs on them.
I'm
and their
feeling
children.
Something about it.
Getting her comeuppance because she went down on a three-way with her chunky husband and another unknown lady, right? And that's cool. Most people said what you do in your bedroom is your business. Okay, I don't care about that, but.
Yeah,
you did.
I mean, dude.
You know, help, right? Don't say gay. That's not important. Why do we know this, guys? Why do we know this? Well, it's because Christian Ziegler. By the way, she will not resign. 3.5 hours. Just I
Christian
resigned.
Couldn't stop telling people about it at the bar.
Look at Christian right there. So Christian,
yeah,
Ziegler,
I mean, he's
right?
having fun.
The reason we know about this is because Christian, he been charged with rape, or at least he's being investigated. for rape. Ooh, and there's an affidavit, good. Guys, and a search warrant for the video that he shot while banging the woman that they once did a three-way with. But here's what happened. By the way, chair of Florida's GOP, DeSantis, who is a tight ally of Bridget Ziegler. They're peas in a pod. DeSantis.
Right. Wear the same height shoes.
By the way, DeSantis is the only person that can take Ziegler out of her position as the school board chair. And he's not doing that, but he is ejecting the shit out of her husband. He got
the husband's gone. Yeah.
Oh, they stripped him of all his, power. He's now making $1 a year because he refused to resign as well.
He's about to get smoked. No, he's going to be made an example of.
In I fact, hope he liked those threesomes. Yeah.
In fact, Ziegler might get a little bit of a boost from this because her husband is going to take 100% of the heat on this one.
All right. Well, let's get into what happened with her husband.
I feel bad for her having to deal with that animal, that monster.
So October 2nd, her husband and her and this unknown lady who's known the couple for 20 years, at least Christian and this woman, the accuser, they've known each other 20 years. They're supposed to all meet up for a bang sesh like they did previously. Okay. Which Bridget admitted to in the affidavit. Bridget can't make it because I guess they're DMing on IG where Matt likes, or Christian Ziegler likes to send vanish mode texts The woman who's accusing
Pat, I'm gonna
him
tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. No woman is getting with that dude because of him. They're getting with him.
No, it's because of her.
It's great. You say that, Will, what happened was
we don't have to cancel the whole thing, right? I mean, Bridget's out, but we can proceed, right?
Oh,
Bridget,
they need to cancel the whole thing, Chuck. Yeah. You know, bub, get out of the room. You smell like onions. Like, Bridget, like it's
Bridget got busy. And he likes to communicate via vanish mode on IG. So like she's not getting, the messages like text. So finally she gets back and she says, who's coming over? And he goes, Bridget couldn't make it. So just me. And the accuser says, oh, I'm sorry. I was mostly in it for her.
Right.
So essentially,
no shit.
Come over. I don't want to bang you, chunky Christian. I want to bang your hottie wife. And Christian's all horned up at this point, and he's already kind of in his mind, gotten the sex. So
what are the odds over. Christian logged into his wife's thing and was like, I'm not going to make it? Or he was ghostwriting for her.
I don't know. I don't even know if she was involved at all.
But you should totally still hook up with Christian. He doesn't smell like onions at all. No, he has had onions in weeks.
Fresh this guy has no Christian. Chill. How did he not understand the situation?
He knew, Will. He knew, but they'd done it once before as a three-way. He's known her 20 years. It sounds like he's banged her a bunch in the 20 years, right? Yeah, she accuses him of using her. Anyway,
with
whatever.
His wife
she says, don't come over. And what does he do? He comes on over.
No.
So the woman thinking, I'm not going to bang fat Christian, or the lady, I'm going to walk my dog. The woman's been drinking tequila all day, according to her. She goes to walk her dog. She steps outside, and who's right outside the door?
No.
Christian.
Yeah.
Say, hey.
With the bag of onions.
Apparently, according to this woman,
the rubbers.
She's accusing him. He rolled in, bent her over the bar stool.
Oh, jeez.
Videotaped it. And then peaced out.
Videotaped it?
Now, the next day, she called her twin sister, said, I've been raped. The next day, the day after, I think her twin sister called 911. They did a rape kit. Now, they've got the video, and the video, apparently, in the video, you can hear the woman say, she says, finish in my mouth, don't finish on my new shirt. Right? Which I guess is going to be, hey, do whatever. I don't want to get into it.
That's not great.
Point is, she trap called him. She trap called him and recorded him. Yeah. She was saying, what you did to me was not cool.
She didn't want him to come over.
Right. I mean, at that point, you probably want him to hurry up and get done with the fucking thing. Yeah.
Right. Especially if you fucked him a bunch of times
physically
before.
Physically raping her. Yeah.
Right. So she said, hey, what you did to me wasn't okay. And he kept saying, hey, you're my friend. He kept saying, no, you're my friend, lol. And then Christian goes on to talk about how long they've been friends. The victim says,
I know. You're a mouth pal.
But that was not cool, and you didn't bring her and then did that to me. Christian says she was in, then she couldn't because no response. She said she's in next time, but I understand. You're my friend. I actually like you as a person. So sorry you got upset, but I can leave you alone if you prefer. Note, Christian then tried to change the conversation to getting his hair cut. Victim says, I don't know
Hey, you seen any good movies recently?
She's his hairstylist. Victim says, I don't know if I can do that anymore after what you did to me last time. It freaked me out. Christian says, okay, well, sorry, not the intention. I want you to be happy and not have drama. You've dealt with enough BS. And then another note. Note again, from Christian me. Tried to change the subject to talking about getting a haircut. He keeps feeling, what? You're my friend. You're my friend.
That's tough.
Anyway, Christian, we'll see what happened. But yeah. People are up in arms that this lady lesed out after removing books from Sarasota Public Schools.
Scandalous queer story.
Christian's the real criminal here.
Christian videotaped potentially a rape.
He's take on it is criminal. You can say gay if you want to, and she should probably get a pass because she's hot, and Christian should fall on the sword. That's what I think. Just ignore her, but know that she's pretty hot, and that woman definitely only banged him because she's hot.
Christian is an animal. That guy needs to be Ron DeSantis needs to put on his big boy cowboy heels and deal with Christian.
Yeah. I'll tell you the Florida GOP though pretty much was like, get the fuck out. And he tried to negotiate a $2 million buyout. He said, I'll go if you pay me $2 million. They said, no, I'll get the fuck out.
Yeah. No, Christian. Then
shove that high heel boot right up Christian's ass. All right. One last quick one. I told you it'd put you in a good mood. I promised it. So here it is. A new report from PETAPixel.com. It was also featured on Reddit. Okay. So it's real authentic. Legitimate. It claims that mobster Ralph DiMatteo, a Colombo crime family underboss who was sentenced to money laundering and extortion charges this week, absolutely has zero regrets about the iconic pool photo taken of him in Florida that led to his arrest. Have you guys seen the photo before?
No, I'm so excited. No.
Okay. Here he is. Big Ralphie DiMatteo.
He looks
right
like
there.
Tony Soprano.
Yeah, basically, exactly. Yeah. He
Who
allegedly
took the photo. Is it like a Fed photo that he's like caught? He caught them taking the picture. Was just staring back at
his
him.
His son took the photograph in Florida. So he's allegedly the consigliere and the number three of the Colombo American Mafia family, and he got 3 years in a Brooklyn federal court this week, along with 13 others. Who all pled guilty, Your Honor. Very guilty. Yeah. They all pled that back in July, actually, to a laundry list of charges that included the typical mafia hits, racketeering, extortion, loan sharking, money laundering, conspiracy, drug trafficking, fraud, and several others. And they all were like, yeah, very guilty.
Well, if you'd put this picture up and said, what do you think Ralph DiMatteo does? I would say, is the next Tony Soprano in a reboot. And then if you said he's not an actor, I'd say, oh, he's just in the mafia then.
What a great tattoo he has. He has like a cute dog with like a fireman's helmet, like a big pawed puppy on his arm there.
Oh, Big Ralphie likes to have fun. Yeah. Big Ralphie's big. I mean, he's a glue guy. He keeps the mafia clubhouse, like the vibes high, I think. Yeah. That's kind of.
Compete the dog.
It's cute, huh?
He doesn't like you. I don't trust him.
That's Big Ralphie. Anyways, Big Ralphie is 68. And he was the only one of the 13 who pled guilty to evade the initial bust by being in Florida, visiting his son at the time. His son, Angelo, snapped that iconic photo of his father. He's like, I gotta put this one up, a Big Ralphie on Twitter. And he posted it to Twitter. Unfortunately, that ultimately led to Big Ralphie's location from the feds and arrest. So
he was, they were going to get him either way. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. Well, he's got this awesome photo now. What do you think this guy's done? Do you think he's killed more people or cold cut sandwiches?
Oh, he's killed a couple hoagies, bro.
I mean, more hoagies
than people. Sandwiches.
He's dropped more heroes than 9/11.
Yeah. More hoagies than people, but he's got a big list of both. Yeah,
guy's a menace to sandwiches.
He's the man, Big Ralphie. When asked in court this week if he regretted anything about the photo, hey, Big Ralphie, do you regret anything about this photo that led to your arrest? That's what they asked him in court. Big Ralphie replied, why? It was a great picture.
Yeah. Looks like he's staring at a sandwich longingly.
Yeah. It's like his permanent headshot, you know.
You guys want to look at some more Ziegler picks?
He's 100% right though about that. Yeah, sure.
It is a great pick. I mean, if you're going to go down, that's a great.
It's a man in his element.
Great.
Yeah.
You know.
It's great.
Unfortunately for Big Ralphie, he's also going to be back in his element in the joint for a while now.
Right.
It's his third stint, something like that. But the pool pick lives on forever.
Tell you what he wasn't killing in this photo is the vibes.
Oh, no, that's true.
Never.
No.
That's something Big Ralphie's never been accused of. Hey, Big Ralphie, you're ruining the vibe. This is, it said nobody.
Yeah. Can you throw one more Christmas party and play Santa? Just one more before you throw him away? Like
the jail he's going to is about to be incredible. Yeah. It's like,
what do
it's
you
like
say we get a sandwich?
It's like when Polly goes to jail in Goodfellas. You know, they cut the garlic.
Cut
so
the
thin.
Garlic so thin it liquefies when it hits the pan.
Things are about to change in the cafeteria, boys.
Oh, Ziegler.
Yeah, she is.
Yes, she's the real victim here, Pat. I gotta say, you know, it's her no good husband that I think people really need to get in. You know, they gotta deal with that guy.
That's right.
Honey, what do you say we threw it with the hairstylist?
Okay,
she's into it. I mean that's even more like. You know, I'm like, yeah, all right, Ziegler. That's awesome. Speaking of iconic picks of Big Ralphie and Ziegler, check out the new one, guys. I know you don't think much of the James Webb, but this is from the James Webb Infrared Telescope.
I love the James Webb.
It's of Uranus with 13 rings and 9 out of 27 moons visible.
Count the rings. You'll tell how old she is on Uranus.
Hey, that's what Big Ralphie says. Yeah, but you might want to get that checked out too, with all them rings and them bumps all over your
Uranus
there.
In paradise. What? Why? When
like
did they
mine
start
with
calling
very
it
few rings?
Uranus.
That's awesome. That is not what you'd expect it to look like. That's awesome.
When did they? But like it was Uranus growing up, and then all of a sudden. Someone slowly shifted it to Uranus.
No, it's Uranus.
Uranus, I think, is the correct. You're supposed to say Uranus. It's funnier to say Uranus. Big Ralphie would say Uranus 100% of the time. And I think that. Because
then you could also go up to people with big butts and be like, look at that planet, Uranus.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the gravitational pull, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You give him a big slap right on the caboose. You say, hey, broad, bring me a drink.
It's true. They can't hear me screaming here.
Oh, hey, Cole.
Cole, what are you doing? Look,
somebody got Cole in the stocking.
Get out of my stock. Permission to land, Cole.
Cole, it says Dave on the stocking.
Big Ralphie's probably pulled that prank on somebody.
Yeah.
It was folded over. I thought it said Dana.
Did you enjoy the Cole we got you?
Well, I have been. I got to tell you, Cole.
You named all your fucking kids started with a DNA. Every fuck, Danielle.
I have been bad, Cole.
I thought it said Danielle.
I have been bad.
Yeah, nice.
So there you go. Right. Guaranteed to put you in a good mood. The Big Route.
I like mine.
Look them up.
Very few rings.
Yeah. No rings on there.
No.
All right. That's going to do it for Hard Factor. Thank you so much for listening. If you need more Hard Factor, go to patreon.com/hardfactor and get more there. But most importantly, have yourself a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
Well, that's
right
a little
now.
Rough, Randy.
No. See you later. Yeah.